Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, February 28th, 2014, and a wonderful listener has allowed us to have a special sponsor on the show tonight. Ron's going to come on right away and clear us out a little to get the show started and, of course, activate our light being, and then we will have our guest come on the air. So I'm going to welcome Ron right now. Hi, Ron.
Hi. So let's do a clearing here for everybody. I think we had a request maybe a past show or something, but they want to do a psychic attack clearing. So we did that, I think, on the last show or something. So let's do another one here. If you think somebody's been possibly thinking, bad and evil thoughts about you or something, let's just take away the energy. Maybe you stepped on somebody's foot or something, they didn't like it, or cut them off on the freeway by accident. You know, as they got beamed in, they thought it was your fault and it was really theirs because they didn't know when they were coming in and they made a mistake. Alien's fault, but here we go. So if anything happened to you and you felt energy coming your way, or you didn't feel it, just think of a situation where something happened that may not have been too correct with you or someone else. They probably gave you a bad thought. Here we go, releasing that from you. Think of that situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And now we're going to energize the light beam. So bring it up on your monitor screen. You can go to Creation Lightship Healing. Click on it. Most of you know how to do that already. And here we go. Going to increase the energy on it to bring more peace into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Anne, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Ron. And just to clarify, in case you have any new listeners, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. And really, that's pretty much everything, Ron. We are good to go. We have our lovely guest on the phone tonight, Maud. Hi, Maud. Are you there?
I am. Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Thanks for coming on. And I'm just going to be quiet and let you make requests and ask questions, and we're happy to have you.
Great. Thank you. Wow. Well, I just want to say, first of all, I'm so very grateful for all I've received. I think I've been listening to Ron for about a year now and maybe a bit longer, and I've been doing clearings and I've been doing them more and more consistently. And then at the expo, getting to go into the light infusion chamber and go to Ron's lectures, I really felt a significant shift in my whole life and having a much more clear access to my spirit, living from my spirit and being in my heart and staying in the moment, which is tremendously relieving and really wonderful to see what's opening up. So just wanted to say thank you to start. And, wow, so I guess my first question regarding ascension is, this may sound very simple, but how will we know when ascension has occurred, when it's actually happened?
Oh, that's a $64,000 question, right? So you won't know. It'll just happen.
Huh.
So all your preparation that you have done, you know, preparing for this year by cleaning out your body, will be what, you know, will allow you to, you know, have your body leave here with your spirit. So, and, you know, how much work everybody has done on themselves. Remember, you know, the basic phrase of Jesus was, you have to be like a child, which should probably be innocent, non-judgmental, in a sense, to enter the kingdom. That's what he was talking about. So that's what he came to do, which is what we're doing now, is clearing away densities from people. Although, you know, this time around, 1,000 years later, we'll say it's much, much more complicated because of the mass mind energy and everything out there. So back to you, Maud.
Okay, great. And and maybe, I don't know if this is part of the question that's sort of unanswerable, but when it happens, is it like I'll be living my life here and I'll just be free? Or is it like transporting to some other place?
Okay, you'll probably be actually sent to quarantine. And at that point, your spirit and your body will be cleaned out of judgment. Energies that are blocking it from having your spirit come into it. It'll be in a sense like a dying process.
Okay.
But you won't be going to, you know, the land of darkness for reincarnation. But everything will be turned off. And in that process of being turned off, it also may be the all the energies of darkness may not even attach to people, spirit. So, but still, I'm sure you're going to go into quarantine regardless, just to make sure that everything is no longer in darkness. And from there, you go to your home base energy. Wait until the universe of light gets turned back on again. That point, that's the way it kind of works.
Wow. Is the home base energy the same energy that you connect people to when you do the twin flame clearing or connection?
Yes, that is it,
Okay. So, like, my spirit reunites with a part of myself that is still in light and has been in light this whole time.
Yeah, so what will happen is the spirit definitely will be out of here. The body, you know, depends how much clearance you've had and if the body is more intact. Very possibly the body just might be rematerialized again. To have more of the body, you know, by four, because there's so much going on now that didn't happen 2,000 years ago with the physical body. So basically, if your body does do the ascension along with the spirit, then your physical body will have the opportunity to go to where the earth spirit chooses to manifest its reality, because your body resonates to the earth spirit, the earth element. And so that frequency never changes. As the earth spirit energized your physical body here with the element, then it can go somewhere else and still energize you, even if it's on a different planet, different location somewhere out there. So you have that opportunity, is a gift for your body that's been stuck here for so long. And we all know how we need the body to live here, and you know how much stuff it's been through. Just think of all the past genetic years that it has on it, you know, and it's still plugging away. So that's the whole thing, is, you know, to give your body the gift of ascension.
Wow, that's great. Okay, great. Thank you for that. In terms of running the clearings, because I have been running them very consistently, I just discovered on your homepage under your recommended healing the space-time clearing, and that's not something I really have heard much about or know much about, so I'd love to know more about that.
That's probably the timeline crash, I think. Space timeline crash.
Okay.
That's probably what it is.
Okay. So it says timeline crash and space-time crash, but it's really just related to the timeline crash?
Yes, it would be a timeline crash for the space. So when you do a timeline crash, the way that works, you put your issue, an emotional issue or physical problem that you're dealing with, and then everybody who has that similar situation or issue is taken off the timeline. That timeline does crash, which could take 5 minutes to, we'll say, an hour. Well, sometimes, we'll just say maybe 5% of the time, you're not brought back here for some reason. I can't say why, but maybe something happens. Not brought back. So 95% of the time, maybe even more, brought back here. Then that's why you feel so much more empowered. But you could be out there lost in space, you know, bouncing around up in the beyond though someplace, kind of like, you know, a cork, you know, on the, you know, in a storm, you know, on the ocean. So when you do the space-time crash, that brings you back here. Light will look for you around the area where you have the timeline crash. So also, whenever you do a timeline crash, light takes that territory of whatever's being used by the darkness and it claims it.
Wow, great.
To energies either of light or even of darkness, either way. Light, in order to do the clearing, brings all that energy, that location, we'll say, that area, into light. It actually can reclaim more light, maybe what it's lost, or just get more light itself, you know, more energy of light, you know, in the universe of light.
Mm-hmm. Wow, great. So is this like, you'd recommend after I timeline crash a certain issue for that very same issue, go back and space-time crash it to reclaim my spirit and also to bring more light into that issue, in that area?
The light will always come in there once you do a timeline crash. But
okay.
You don't have to do a lot of the space-time because you're not necessarily going to be lost in space. We can do one now for everybody who's done a timeline crash in the last week. Just think of the issue that you did a timeline crash on. Maybe you had pain or sore throat. Maybe you got upset with something, some kind of emotional issue. So I'll do a space-time crash port for everybody right now. Think of that one issue. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to bring you back. And just see if your body changes or feels different. Does it mean that you're lost in space someplace? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And on other shows, I've even brought people in. Oh, maybe like if we were out in the beyond, I'll say 500 years ago, and I'd bring people in. the thing changed. So back to you, Maud.
Wow, I definitely felt that. So that may have been why I was asking about it, because there was a part of me that wasn't all here. I feel so much more in my body.
Well, that's pretty good.
And like my whole ribcage area all of a sudden gets back. And I didn't even know it was missing until it came back, that kind of feeling.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you don't always know what you don't know, you know?
Yeah, because you're not there to not know it.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, great. And then can you also explain more about the set sequence clearing and what that is and how that should be used when you're doing clearing?
Oh, that's good. Okay, that clearing I don't normally talk about, so glad you brought that one up. Set sequence timing is, the name's kind of strange. Got these names and I was putting the clearings up. What that does is put you into the now moment throughout your lifetime. The clearing, and that's the way it works. So it takes you from the beyondo and puts you into source time, which is in the now. But sets everything back into the normal reality, so that your past is not out there dangling around someplace.
So
that's what it's for. I'll do that for people. We'll pick the age of 15. We'll take people and just do this clearing here. I'll just do like January when you were 15 years of age. Age was 15 and now it's January, okay? Everybody would be 15 January at some point, even if you were almost turning 16. Here we go. One, bringing you back in to the now, that particular month. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, there we go.
Awesome. Wow, so that's amazing. And I noticed that when I'm doing certain clearings, I'll sit in front of the computer and really take it like I'm actively participating in the healing. And I'll notice when it goes through certain ages, for instance, what the clearing was I was doing. But I was watching it go through the chakra clearing for different ages. And there were whole years. I was like when I was 10, I didn't have any feeling of being 10, but I remember 7 or 12 or different ages. But there were years in my life that I didn't have a sense of. So it's great that there's this clearing to bring me more here in all of those different points of my life.
Yes, that's what it's for, yes.
Great. And so kind of similar lines. So I just got cleared for January when I was 15. So does that affect, let's say, my mom? Is she going to get affected by me getting this cleared in me?
It could be possible. When you do a clearing, it can work with, say, family members as they're energetically connected to you and kind of rewrite your history. If you're older than 50, it's going to rewrite your history, and it could change everything around, bring in more energy. So it's quite interesting how things work. Well, yeah, it could affect family members, even your children, grandparents. Yes, it can.
Okay, that's really helpful to know. Particularly, I've gotten more doing the expo, doing the light infusion chamber, and then doing the clearings more intensively. I asked about my mom because things are starting to turn around where she's been stuck and wasn't able to. In her career, in her marriage, and in her health, certain things are just turning around, and she's not doing it different in her life. So
that would probably be from the maybe energetic cording to you. Let's just I'll just do an example here. Let's just say that you have a dog, a pet, a dog, or even a cat. We'll just say a dog because dogs are a little more friendly than cats typically. Because a cat has a mind of their own, you know. For a dog, that's what I'm talking about here. Let's just say that you went through an extreme trauma, let's just say 6 months ago, right? Whatever that would be, it's really extreme. So the dog took it on because it's connected to you. And, you know, you don't really realize that the dog is kind of moping around or emotionally upset or anything. It's still kind of acting like the dog does. Now you do a clearing on yourself for that issue. And all of a sudden, you may find your dog, like, get really perky. Go, wow, I got this stuff off me. Now I'm, back to where I used to be or should be. Oh, that's because the dog is carrying on part of your load and or just energetic cordings from you. That's the way the clearing can go, we'll just say, sideways or affecting other people who aren't even doing the clearing because they are connected to you. And that's the way it works.
Okay. That's great. Yeah, for example, my mom and her husband put their house, their condo in the market and went into escrow the next day. And they're just kind of going, wow, how did we get so lucky? They just are so fortunate and lucky. Like, their luck just changed.
And very possibly, if you're doing timeline crashing in the present moment, and they're connected to you, kind of like, like if you're riding a horse, and the horse is doing timeline crashes, well, you're going to be going where the horse is going, even because you're right on the back of the horse. And so very possibly, you could have put them in the now moment where all the energy is, and that could be why it sold so quickly.
Wow, that is really interesting. Great. Well, awesome. And that's something I also want to say, just I've noticed by being in my heart and then interacting with something that's a challenge, when I stay in the, something I actually heard from Anne, that you showed me, Anne, at the expo, was I command to be on the creation lightship now timeline of light. And I do that frequently throughout the day. And then I do mind to heart drop, and I now increase my life force energy. I really work that with myself. And what I've noticed when I'm staying in my heart is the solutions that arise end up being win-win for everyone. Everyone ends up winning when I'm coming from my heart, whereas when I'm coming from my mind, someone's always winning and someone's always losing. So I really noticed that, doing the clearings with myself that you've demonstrated, Ron, and using them in myself, what a difference it makes.
Yeah, that's because you're not in duality then, doing that. And you're right about someone winning, someone losing. That's the way that the, you know, duality works, law of cause and effect, you know, and everything's trying to take balance. So that's the way that system has been put in place by the darkness, where you do have someone winning, someone losing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. So, let me see. I have many other questions. Something that I heard you mention in an archive, it was about a year ago, and you were recommending that people use, they put space folders in their psychic billboard, and then you said also include, you said like light beings put space folders around my body and in my auric field and include all the clones I interact with. And I was curious if you could share more about that, and is there anything like that that you recommend that you just run all day, every day?
Okay, yeah, the space holders can't do anything for you. They cannot be active in light, but they'll just hold space of light. But you can't use that energy like you can with your spirit. So your spirit is active with you, where a space holder not, but it would prevent things from coming into you. The space holder is holding the space of light. Oh, let's just say that people out there are thinking of you and trying to stop you from doing something, okay? You look at your psychic billboard issue and you go, gee, what's happening here? I cleared it yesterday and now I feel like there's stuff in there that wasn't there yesterday that's going to harm me. Well, you could, I guess, put space holders there in that energy, and it'll just be neutral energy. It will not be able to attach to it because it's light. Darkness doesn't like light. It wants to steal light, though. It wants to steal your spirit energy, but the space holders can't be stolen. That's why we had space holders here in the Earth for a couple of years, and the Earth spirit left here because they couldn't really take it over. If they're already here, that's one thing, but trying to come in, do more damage, they couldn't do anything. Just a way to have the energy kind of be sacred all the time, but it still cannot use to catapult you forward like your spirit can.
Now, is that, excuse me, Maud and Ron, is that something we can command ourselves or that we write in on the psychic billboard? I just wanted to clarify for people.
Yeah, you could probably command your spirit to bring in space holders to do that. Don't normally talk about that much, but I don't see why you couldn't do that. Remember, it won't bring you anything, but it will prevent things from coming or going sideways on you. Normally, when you want to use your psychic billboard, you want to become proactive with the situation. So, what may just that is nothing's going on except for what you want to program. So I guess you could put space holders and your what the aliens are doing to you. I try this, everybody, if you want to just see what happens. Let's put space holders in, have your spirit, you know, bring those in to what the aliens are doing, and then also what other people are doing to you, mind control energy. Oh, that should be basically neutralized in peace, okay? So you have peace there, and now to be able to input what you would like to have changed. But you want to always, like I say, when you do a psychic billboard, you know, check it maybe every day or even more often, depending on what your situation is, and then see how people are responding to you, because you may not know the difference. You may think, well, yeah, this is, I don't see any energy change in my body or anything else, but people will see you differently. You note that to see how well energy is working for you. Maud?
Great. Wow, so I'm really getting more of a sense of how to use the psychic billboard, which is to basically initiate how I want people to perceive me in the world so that I can navigate with the greatest ease, basically, like not create problems or friction.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay.
So you are.
And so I understand. Yeah.
And you are using, you know, a dark side program. Remember, the program, even though the dark side gave that to you, and they created it, you're actually taking control of that program. Because the program is kind of innocent, doesn't really, you know, once it's there, it's there. So you're able now to change it. That's, you know, just what they're doing. They're using it against you anyway, because it's just a tool that they're using to normally cause you problems, because they could input and so could other people. So right away, you have two things going against you. And if you didn't know it was a psychic billboard, you may wonder, gee, why can't I get ahead in the world? Well, it's because those other two energies are against you. Then you may also think, I'm not getting ahead in the world, I'm going to give up, or I'm, you know, in depression or something, and that's going on to your billboard that you're putting in. Now you got three negative things against you. People are seeing that. So that's the way that the billboard is to use it the way you would like it to, you know, steer your life. But you have to check it, you know, all the time. I check it probably twice a day and just see how people are relating to you. And then change it after that, because you're moving forward. You're moving toward your goal that you wish to have initially. And your goal could change. Mm-hmm. Goal might change along the way, but, you know, you have to be proactive with it.
That's great. I used it, the week before last, and it was really the first time I'd ever used it. I went into a business updating a contract, so it was kind of a tenuous situation. And so I noticed that I didn't feel like I was valuable fully. So I updated my billboard to go, just said, hey, I'm valuable. And I think I added something else. And then again, the things that came out of the meeting were things I hadn't even thought of as being possibilities, and they really assisted me and were in my favor.
Very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... and an example of, just so I get it, so if I went through my day-to-day and went, wow, someone just basically treated me in a way that didn't feel in alignment for me, or what, I didn't get that job, or I didn't get, can you give some examples of how what I should look for to update my billboard?
Boy, that's, billboard is probably really personal to you.
Okay.
It's kind of where you want to go in your life and how you want to steer yourself.
You
made a good comment about the billboard. Remember, everybody uses, we'll say, mass mind consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So in that consciousness is everybody perceives life differently or thinks differently, we'll say. And so somebody who maybe knows of more possibilities than you even know of or even heard of, they may already have that. When you do your billboard clearing and you put that you want to have maybe more possibilities, you may not, you know how to, you know, maybe you only know how to count to 1 to 10, right? And the other person knows how to count to 1,000. So, you know, what you're doing is you're opening yourself up to more possibilities. Other people around you. That's why things happen so quickly. Drawing people to you as you're changing your billboard, that's why you want to check it, to bring you more possibilities. So that person who can count to 1,000 is probably not, I won't say they're better than you, but they have more exposure for something, and they may have more ideas as they're using more of the mass consciousness. You're working with the law of cause and effect, but you're using it in the now. And you're bringing in that cause and effect energy to you because everybody here still has to work in duality. But you are going into duality and changing way, you know, you're perceived in that duality moment. And then you're bringing it into the present moment and working with that to do your manifestation. So in a sense, you're putting your little toe into darkness in the now to see what's happening. Sample the energy, and then you go back into the now. And that's where you have unlimited possibilities, but most people don't realize that, so you have to rely on their own track record or their own life experience to help you out. That will simply be darkness. So you're allowing the darkness to help you, in a way to bring the darkness into light, what you're doing.
Wow. Wow, that was great. Thank you. I definitely get a lot more of what's going on and also how to use this particular clearing. And I get it. It's really empowering. It's really, like you said, take the keyboard, just type what you want to type. So.
Yeah, and it's sort of like, if you were, I don't like to use the money issue that much, but looking at money, maybe you think you need to get some money to do this one particular task, And, in your mind, maybe you need $500. So that's what you put on your billboard, that you need to maybe get $500 or more, to come to you. Well, I see somebody where they think $500 is like a nickel, and they say that you need some money for your project. And they go, well, I got a couple thousand I can give you, which is way out of your own expectations. But they saw more possibilities in you because this is what you wanted to do. You didn't recognize in your own self.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
That is so fascinating. So it really is a way to, just access the resources that are all around you. Like, I don't have to know how to do it all myself, but by being clear on what I want, I can bring it to me with a whole team.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, and that's why I recommend for people, do the self-empowerment session along with that. So you can move along and find out where maybe you have a blockage, which you don't even know about, and get that cleared out also, so you can have less baggage, because people are reading your baggage. And that's why we have, I think there's 38 clearings on that, I believe. Get rid of your baggage.
Yeah.
It's a great sampling, jumpstart people, in a sense, when you do the self-empowerment. Not a whole lifetime clearing, but it will get rid of a lot of stuff that could be preventing you from moving forward.
Totally.
I recommend doing them together.
Great.
Well, that's
that's an amazing clearing.
But you may have.
That was sort of what that was one of my first clearings I really did, and I feel like that jump started me being able to take on a lot more in my life. Like really step up to challenges and feel great about them. So that's
Again for cutting in. I just wanted to clarify something, Ron, because I just had a question from a listener about this today. The self-empowerment healings, you actually did add in a whole life option there for another $50. And I think you just said it isn't whole life, but it is. Excuse me. You can buy it for the six-week period, I believe it is, and then you can add for $50. It can be a whole life clearing.
Yeah, but it's going to still be in the issue that you're working with.
Right. Okay.
So it's not going to be like a whole lifetime clearing.
I see what you're saying. Got it. You have to keep it up.
A lot of stuff going on to get you jump started there in life. There's some small blockages. Hey, back to you, Mott.
Great. So I had a question about, because you mentioned something, I think, in one of your lectures at the expo about, I don't know if I have it right. So if I'm going for manifesting, using timeline crashes to get off the timeline I don't want to be on, and then using the psychic billboard to kind of let people know this is where I'm at, and then using the self-empowerment, are there risks to trying to manifest really grandiose things, so they put you into an extreme and you become more of a target for the dark?
It is a possibility, yes. But
You
have to realize that your issues that you're dealing with will probably come up, whatever that's going to be, to block you from doing it, because you have a blocked issue in you.
Uh-huh.
So you have to just go deeper with your clearings, probably,
okay.
Because you don't know what you don't know. I'll give you an example. I mentioned this before. One person wanted to do their their whole lifetime emotional clearing, and they just couldn't get enough money for it to get the $150 I said you needed. And mm-hmm. so he would get maybe $100, $120, then something would happen where he had to spend all that money to fix something. So he thought, well, wait a minute, the darkness doesn't want me to have this to move forward, get out of their emotional roller coaster. So what I'm going to do now is put my sights on something else that I want to purchase. So mm-hmm. he figured out something that maybe cost $500, and that's what he wanted to save the money for. Well, the darkness didn't care if he had that piece or what or that thing, and all of a sudden maybe he thought he wanted a new computer, you know? So automatically he was able to get the $150 and more, and when he got that money, he instantly got the clearing. So he checked
it out. That's amazing.
Yeah, and so that's how it worked. But for him, you know, that's what he wanted, but they wouldn't allow him to have it. And maybe the baggage mm-hmm. in him kept getting triggered. Maybe mm-hmm. there's entities. Maybe they don't want to get released out of the body, you know, and other mm-hmm. things. So that's why you could have obstacles coming your way, possibly by looking too far into the future of what you're manifesting. I wouldn't go over a week in manifestation. So if you have some dreams and visions and, you know, you're looking at jumping, you know, hurdles and things to get there, in the old days you could probably say, yeah, I'm going to plan my life for the next year. Well, now, because of the energies, I wouldn't go past 1 week. So instead of taking, you know, jumping over a whole bunch of hoops, stones to get to your area that you want to go into, just do it a little bit at a time, 1 week at a time, and then you have to become that energy. You can't be afraid of the energy that you're going into. Whatever you want to have happen in your life, have to own and be that energy.
Mm.
Empowerment clearing is so good because it can take away stuff out of you, allow you to be in that energy. Because if you have anything in you that's going to denounce it or a blockage and a blockage, then you're not going to get it. And that can bring up frustration and you can be going sideways on it. Don't want to go over 1 week in manifestations.
That is amazingly helpful.
Have to become that reality of what you want to accomplish.
Right, which will take me as long as it takes.
So they're so mutable right now that if you try to go out further, there's no energy there.
Wow.
And that's where the holographic, the pre-clearing comes in. Because that can only maybe only go out for a week, too. So you want to clear yourself out of these holographic projections that they may be downloading to you where you can't do it. Or maybe they're trying to take you off another timeline in that hologram.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to get into that holographic energy where you think you're doing something that you're supposed to be doing, and it's really a hologram which has no horsepower to it and no results, or maybe just misery.
That makes a lot of sense. And that's been my experience. After the expo, I felt like very sustained, steady connection, and then a lot of turbulence hit, and it was actually really great. Like, I manifested this whole other level in my life with my job and my family, which was awesome. After that, there's been a lot of choppiness and turbulence, and like I land in more connection to my spirit or my light, and then I feel like I get pummeled afterward. So is your best suggestion to, what you're saying, is to run the holographic clearing consistently? Is there anything else I can do to mitigate that?
If you feel anything happening to you where you go, well, something's going on, typically it'd be you're under attack. That's what you're really talking about here.
Yes, yes.
You want to do the satellite clearing and the head connector clearing.
Oh,
and
wow.
And just maybe off and on do be here in the now, and that can bring you right back to the present moment.
Okay.
That's a question.
Satellite clearing, and what was the second one?
You want to be in the now. But
alien head connector clearing. Be in the
question,
now.
Awesome. Since you were in the light chamber, I think you're probably, what were you in it, like maybe a dozen to 20 times or something during the weekend?
Yeah, I think about a dozen times, yeah.
How did you, just for the listeners, maybe coming to an expo, How did it feel? Because I always recommend people to go the first five. How did it feel after doing the first five, maybe? Maybe you could just kind of describe what it sort of was like. And how did you feel after the maybe the 12th one or something?
Great. Yeah, the first, one through five just felt really, actually, the first one felt really just refreshing. And then, once I hit about four and five, I could feel the light starting to hit deeper layers. And it felt like it switched on my, I guess it's my spirit's knowledge of how to heal. And so then about five, I think I did about 10 actually, from five to 10, I felt like I was getting educated. I was being able to witness healing take place. And I've had intense migraines since I was six. And then I could feel the light going in and unwinding all these barcodes. I could see the numbers. It was really fascinating. And I started to be able to receive the light through my hands and actually feel it. When I came out, I just felt totally plugged into myself and very steady in being neutral and in my heart, just steady. And really, like whatever I want to create, I'm in the process of, I felt like very creative, like I'm creating my life. I had that power of my own creativity awakened. So that's what I noticed.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah, definitely wonderful. Yeah. So on a sort of different angle, regarding attacks, so I have, a 4.5-year-old son and a 1.5-year-old daughter. Our son has been waking up at night. Usually it's right at 3:30, and he comes running out of his room scared. So we just put a mat in the sort of happens every night, and then I'll go back to sleep. Then it shifted to 2:30. So I can work with timeline crashing, Luke waking up at that time would be one way to approach it. We've also been doing the alien sleep attack clearing and the auric protection and the space clearing.
Yeah, those all sound very good.
Okay. Is there anything else that comes to mind? The only thing I haven't done is the timeline crash, right? So the other ones I've done, but I haven't yet done the timeline crash.
I try the timeline crash, for 3 o'clock or something.
Okay.
30, maybe you can rail that energy that's coming into him.
Okay.
Everything happens on timeline, so he's on a timeline of whatever they're doing to him to make him upset and, disrupt his sleep, whatever's going on there. So he's probably on the timeline of fear, at 3:30. Somehow they set his biological clock, we'll say, for that. So you might try that. In fact, somehow when the time changed, when we did the daylight savings time, cut off of it or on it, whatever, I didn't bother to set my clocks. So I had one clock that was just running, and even in my car, for like about 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I used the other time. And so I was like completely even more out of time physically because the clock was not, I looked at it, was in not associated with whatsoever. Not in it hardly at all anyway, but this was even further out. So you might just try that just to see what happens. I don't know if he watches the clock or not, but you might just change it. Make it an hour different just for an indication, to make it easy, Because they are using...
That's a great idea.
So if he's used to going to bed at 8 o'clock, I just say, well, we're going to put you to bed now at 7 or something, upsetting him too much, because he may want to be awake,
Mm-hmm.
Or enough to know that he doesn't want to go to bed an hour earlier, but kind of maybe... trick the darkness and see what happens.
That's a great idea. That is awesome. Okay. Yeah, so what I'm getting, too, is, like, looking at situations, and I've started to do this. I used to look at situations like, oh, I don't feel good, what's wrong, let me try to figure it out and feel into it. Both not good plans. And now I just go, wow, this is not the timeline I want to be on. I'm relating to just getting off the timeline where I'm having that experience. And my sense is there's some level to which I can command my own spirit to crash off of a timeline I'm on. Is that accurate?
Oh, you have to specify issue in order to
do
that.
Okay.
And the whole thing is timelines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Start realizing that, yeah, you know, we're on timelines here. And that's where I'm living right now, on a timeline that I really don't want to live on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can, again, just like you do your psychic billboard, say, well, since the dark side created billions of timelines, I want to pick one that might be better for me. You may not be able to jump on it right away, but, you know, I have people, you know, I mentioned about the clones. By the way, people said, yeah, Ron, you know, when I started doing clone clearings, you know. So, yeah, Ron, I want to get a smarter clone. So I just asked for to have the next alien race give me a smarter clone, and voila, I got it. They're still getting energy off you, but so you're now, instead of them trying to decide how they want to run your life, you can say, hey, I want some input here. I want to have a much smarter clone. Huh. The same thing could be true with the timelines. You know, you can, but something that may sound kind of weird, but once you realize that the timelines are controlling you, then, you know, get off the timelines that are hurting you. Oh, and you may have to do that, the self-empowerment clearing, because you don't know what is bringing you onto the timeline. You know, the best thing is to ask your friends maybe what they think of you with an issue. So you can get off of that timeline, because you do want to get rid of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get rid of the issue, then get off the timeline, crash that issue, and find out, you know, is it still embedded in you? You know, are they looking at you saying, oh, this person, you know, doesn't like to receive quarters, so we're not going to give them any 25 cents. And you go, well, I want to have quarters. And they go, no, this person has a blockage for the 25-cent piece. Never going to get it. Got to find out, why don't I like quarters? So you want to get rid of that energy out of you. All of a sudden, you can get on the timeline where you get lots of quarters. But you won't get it until you can become a quarter. You see, that's what you have to become your reality.
Mm-hmm.
Once you become your reality, then everything will turn around. Then you're using light, and it'll come to you instantly. Because you have to become it, which means that you're not going to be resistant to that, and your past lives aren't going to be resistant. So all of a sudden, it'll come to you.
Yeah, that's what I was experiencing a lot after the expo. Like, the whole week after that, that's how I felt like I was interacting with reality. Because I would notice something that wasn't there, and I go, well, I want that. Then I would generate it or become it, and then it would just sort of come in some way.
Yeah, that's very good, because you cleared yourself out enough and probably understood that you had to become your reality.
Right. Yes, yes. That's fascinating. Huh.
We got about here, I think.
Hmm?
I'm sure then we can wrap up that you'd like.
Just, I guess, the last thing is, in the course of doing clearings, I was working with the magnetic and twisted bodies, and I hadn't actually done that. And I kept hearing you say in the archives, if you're doing lots of clearings, make sure you do this one, so you can receive it all. And it was my first time doing it, and I felt completely different after I did it. I felt fresh. I felt like I woke up at like 6 in the morning, just bounced out of bed, full of energy. So I really just want to say, yeah, I really get how important it is to do that one when you're doing a lot of clearing. It's great.
And that's also on the Body Jumpstart. So if you're doing a clearing, I would do the Body Jumpstart. I think it's like $50 more, and you get all these other clearings with it. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
if you want to do that, just send me an email. Spend $50 and you get about, I think, 5 clearings for that. So.
Oh, amazing. Awesome. Thank you. Great.
Yeah, I think the one clearing is 150, the one is 200, I believe. So,
oh, great.
So you can get a lot more bang for your buck.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Well, this has been amazing. Thank you for the time to explore all this. I feel like I really have more of an understanding of how to use the clearings and how to work with myself with them. Incredible.
Wonderful. Thank you for coming on. It's been great.
Great. You're welcome. Pleasure. My pleasure.
And we'll turn it back over to you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you.
I'm so sorry. I was talking. I had my phone on mute there. I just thank you so much, Maud. That was a wonderful show. We really enjoyed having you on, and I hope you'll do it again in the future. And, of course, please write in any of your questions. You know, if you have follow-ups, just send them on an email or go on the fast chat, and we'll keep the conversation going.
Great.
I wanted to interject just one thought. You said one of your questions to Ron was about the space-time clearing, and I wasn't sure which one you meant. There's also a space clearing that you might want to do at your home, and that might even help your son a little. I'm a big fan of that clearing. I think it's only
$20. Thank you. We know that. That was a testimonial. We actually did that. We were out of town for a weekend, and we came back and hadn't had any clearings run for 2 nights. And the space felt really creepy. And we ran it, and it cleared up within, like, an hour. So, yeah.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. And our wonderful moderator, Cindy, is going to put all the announcements on the Fast Chat tonight for everyone. We'll be on the radio again tomorrow night. It's Saturday night on the Lightship, so I hope you'll all join us at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Also, we'll celebrate birthdays because it's the first day of March. And this Sunday, there are no healing calls. That'll be the following Saturday and Sunday, the 7th and 8th of March. And I guess that's all, Ron. We can say goodnight to you, both you and Maud, and thanks all for listening.
Okay, so blessings, everybody. And our next program is Saturday. We go to the Lightship. So same time, same station. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Maud. Thank you, Ann. See you later.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.